CR News, I'm Qi Zhi. The Chinese government is working with Thailand, Myanmar and Laos to try to ensure the safe return of Chinese sailors who are currently stranded on the Mekong River. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the three countries are going to help assist Chinese patrol boats to reach the stranded ships to aid their safe travel back to China. Numerous Chinese cargo boats, along with their crew members, are trapped along the Mekong River,after the major Southeast Asian waterway was shut down to commercial boat traffic following last week's attack on Chinese crews that left 12 dead. The owner of a coal mine that flooded in northeast China's Heilongjiang province and trapped 13 miners has been detained. The owner of the Jingdi coal mine previously denied there was anyone trapped underground after the mine became flooded late Tuesday afternoon.He later confessed during a four-hour police interrogation that 24 people were underground at the time of the flooding and that 11 of them managed to escape. Rescue work is underway. The U.S.-China Business Council is now weighing in on the controversial U.S. Senate bill connected to China's currency, suggesting it would do more harm than good. The U.S. CBC has been a strong advocate for seeing the renminbi become more in line with the market.However, it says the Senate bill could derail that. The bill, which still needs House and presidential approval, could lead to tariffs on countries the U.S. feels artificially undervalue their currencies. At least 23 people were injured after a shallow undersea earthquake struck Bali Island in Indonesia. The local disaster management agency says the 6.8 magnitude quake also damaged buildings. No tsunami was reported. A foreign tourist was among the injured.Fighters with Libya's transitional government say they've captured one of Muammar Gaddafi's sons in the city of Sirte. Mutasim Gaddafi is the elder Gaddafi's fourth son. He was a national security advisor under his father's rule and is believed to have been coordinating the pro-Gaddafi stand in Sirte. Meanwhile, an NTC official has suggested that they will announce they have complete control of Sirte in the next 24 hours.A gunman has opened fire in a busy hair salon in Southern California, killing 8 people and critically wounding another. The gunman got into a car and drove away after the shooting. He was stopped by police about a half mile away and surrendered without incident. Police are working to determine the motive for the killings. Heavy fog has stranded more than 170 ships in the Three Gorges section of the Yangtze River in central China's Hubei province.The fog began to hit the area yesterday morning, reducing visibility to less than 500 meters. The local navigation bureau has predicted that more fog will hit the region over the next few days. China's State Council, the Cabinet, has given its formal approval to an earlier pledge by Premier Wen Jiabao to help out cash-strapped small businesses in the country.The promise of more central government support comes following revelations that dozens of small business owners in the city of Wenzhou, which is virtually all driven by small and medium-sized enterprises, have either fled or killed themselves because of the massive debt they owe. The business owners in Wenzhou began approaching private financiers amid the heavy tightening on bank loans this year.Computer and electronic device maker Lenovo, listed in both Hong Kong and New York, says it has replaced Dell to become the world's second largest PC company. Lenovo cited figures released by International Data Corporation, saying it has achieved a record market share of around 13.7% and record quarterly shipment volume of some 12.6 million units, following 5 quarters as the fastest-growing PC maker among the world's top vendors.The Chinese multinational is a global Fortune 500 company with annual sales worth $21 billion. A probe has been launched into why a school in southern China's Guangzhou city sent a group of struggling students to hospital for an IQ test. Suifeng Primary School has come in for harsh criticism since it had doctors check the intelligence of 13 youngsters who performed poorly in exams. Many believe the move was aimed at boosting the school's average academic record.However, school officials insisted they simply want to learn more about the children so they can better teach them in accordance with their aptitudes. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.